anymore. That's over. You told me what to do for 30 years. You don't tell me anymore. What have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. I operate on a completely different timetable, under completely different authority. And so he distances her at the age of 12. He distances her at the beginning of his ministry. While you're in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, drop down to verse 12. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and there they stayed a few days. I'm just putting that in because that's what Scripture says. They took a short trip to Capernaum. You walk there in a day. They took a short trip to Capernaum. That is all it says. But what it does also say is that he went there with his mother and his what? Brothers. His half-brothers, in reality, the children of Mary and Joseph. In Matthew chapter 12, turn to Matthew chapter 12, another very interesting count. Now we're past the first miracle. Jesus is out in his ministry. And in Matthew 12, 46. By the way, this is also in Mark 3 and also in Luke 8. Three of the Gospels give this account. Verse 46, Matthew 12, he was speaking to the multitudes. His mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. I don't know what the issue was. I don't know what the problem was. I don't know what the dilemma was. I don't know what his mother wanted. You remember, of course, right, that his brothers did not believe in him. They did not believe in him until after the resurrection. But anyway, they all showed up. His mother and his brothers are standing outside while he's in some location speaking. Verse 47, someone comes through the mob scene, and Mark makes it particularly dense crowd, Mark 3. Someone says to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." That would be like me preaching and somebody coming in and